the level of performance. We started okay, actually. Matty's injury. Matty had started the game very well. He has to come off, and I just think on the day we certainly never deserved to lose the game, but I don't think we've done enough to win the game today, which is disappointing.
Especially the fact that Falkirk lost as well.
Been
an ideal opportunity to go even further ahead.
How is Matty, first of all?
I don't know. We'll get him assessed and looked at.
What actually happened? Was it impact on
the it's just a bang, so hopefully we'll be okay with him.
As you see, you started off the game really well, and then after that it got a bit scrappy, I thought.
Yeah, they turned it into a bit of a fight and probably won the fight, if I'm honest. They were, in that first half anyway, they were first to most balls, and we weren't fluent, apart from Kane Richie Hosler, he was the one real threat in the team, some great balls in, and we it never clicked today for us. You sometimes get days like that, but it doesn't stop it being disappointing.
And certainly, I guess the changes you made at half time, was that a means to try and obviously spark something in the second half?
No, we made changes to try and win the game of football. It didn't work, clearly. I feel for Kevin a wee bit because he's been excellent, but it was a change of shape that cost Kevin his place in the team, but the other two were tactical changes. Yeah,
and I guess it doesn't help as well when you then get another injury so soon after half time. How's Reece?
That's football. We'll get a game, we'll get him assessed.
And again, what happened there? Is it a challenge or?
No, it's kind of, it might be his hamstring, but I honestly couldn't tell you. It's 15 minutes after the game, we'll need to get him assessed.
In terms of your mood, is actually reflecting the frustration of the afternoon?
No, these boys have been great for this football club, but I want to be honest. I don't want to come out and kid on I'm happy with a point. I don't want to come out and dress things up. So my mood's my mood. We're disappointed in the performance. Take away the result, it's the performance that disappoints us today, but we're nowhere near what we can be. And probably, in my opinion, that's our worst performance of the season. Over the course of that game, so that's why I'm disappointed. But I'm a human being. I want to win games of football like all the players do. I want to perform well. We're big on how the performances have to be right to play for this football club, and today it wasn't there. And that's everyone, that's myself, the staff included. It just wasn't a good performance.
It was another clean sheet, but that's just it's not the main thing, was it?
No, look at that record we're very proud of. When we're no winning games, we don't seem to be losing them at the minute, which again, you've got to take that as a positive. There'll be positives when I sit down and watch a game and go over certain stuff. Dennis was pretty comfortable all afternoon again, so it is another clean sheet. It's another one to add on to the season, and it's a point. But other than that, right at the minute, with the rawness after the game, there's not much else I can take from that.
You getting to the stage where you're sort of ticking off the games, or is it a wee bit too early for that?
No, I'm at the stage now. Watch us win tomorrow, and then we'll move on to Montrose next week. I couldn't care less if there's 8 games to go or 28 games to go. The message from us and the message that we relate to the players is we just take each game at a time, and that's what we'll continue to do up until the very last game of the season, regardless of what happens. Yeah. All right, cheers.